Speaking with Farm Bureau President Rod Mozell, what are some things that you're looking forward to hearing as we get into the session?
Well, of course, this is our annual leadership conference, so it's our county leaders from all 77 counties that we have in, and so we're going to be hearing from the governor and the lieutenant governor and Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur, and then we're going to be hearing from the current Congresswoman Horn from the 5th Congressional District and her four top challengers tomorrow. And this is the time when we kind of look at what all the big issues are, particularly here at the state level and a little bit at the federal level, and reiterate where we're at and what the game plan is for 2020, how we can use the time and talent that we have in the most effective way to make a difference for agriculture in rural Oklahoma.
Thinking about some of the biggest issues and the biggest challenges and hurdles right now, what are some of those?
Well, this year is a unique year because of the census, and we're going to be putting a lot of emphasis on trying to encourage our county organizations to be involved in their communities, to encourage everyone in rural Oklahoma to be counted. It's really important for us, not only from state and federal funding issues, but particularly about representation in the state Senate and state House and in Congress to get a good count in rural Oklahoma. We've been famous for having undercounts, and so we're going to be working hard to get a good count on those areas. At the state level, there's continued to be a lot of issues about ad valorem taxes. There's going to be some big issues at the legislature about water that's been used in the oil well business, how to treat that water and who owns some of that water. And so it's called produced water. We're going to be deeply involved in those issues and making sure to protect private property rights, whether it's land, bar ditches, or produced water.
Let's talk a little bit about the census, because I think some people don't realize how important that is, and they may think, oh, I don't want to do this, it's going to take too much time, but it matters here.
It does, and the biggest complaint we hear, people worry that they worry about giving too much information to the government or responding to Big Brother, but the census is one that's been done ever since our country was started and is very important, and it determines, basically there's about $1,700 a year in funding, a lot of it healthcare type funding that comes back to wherever people are at. And so if you take that 1700 times 10 years till the next census, that's $17,000 in federal funds that's flowing back to Shattuck or Godibo or wherever somebody's at. So it makes a big difference in what funding comes back to these areas, and particularly with the rural health crisis that we're facing. But it's not only in that regard, it's going to affect the drawing of lines for state House seats, state Senate seats, and for U.S. congressional seats. And so we want to make sure that rural Oklahoma and agriculture are well represented in those counts. We're not suggesting we be like Chicago and count people three times, but we want to make sure we count everybody that is in rural Oklahoma. We want to make sure we get 100% count.
Well, we've had some good trade deals that have happened in the last few months. International trade, always a big thing here. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, certainly we're hopeful now. It's been nice to finally get to have some agreements done. Certainly with the coronavirus and all, there's lots of questions now about what the Chinese economy is like now and whether we're hoping they'll get that under control soon and get their economy stabilized to where they will be able to live up to the deals that they've just done. But besides the deals in China, there's been real progress made in Korea and Japan and lots of other countries around the globe. And so hopefully we hope that logjam has burst and there's going to continue to be new trade deals. And Oklahoma agriculture is so depending on exporting. A huge percent of many of our ag crops is exported to other places around the world. And that's a big part of the U.S. Economy's trade balance is agricultural exports, and so it's very important to us for those trade deals to get cleared up and for that trade to start turning into real dollars and really moving so it can start moving markets.
Well, we just started a brand new year, of course, 2020. What are you most excited to see happen this year for Farm Bureau?
Well, in Farm Bureau, we're blessed right now to have just remarkable leadership at the state and county levels, and so we're trying to do everything we can to support our county organizations, to help them be more effective in their communities, to play a big role in their local activities as well as at the state and federal level. And so we think we've got a lot of the right people in place and are just working hard to support them and work on the communication so that we're all communicating with one another and sharing the great ideas that somebody comes up with in Comanche County with other counties counties and good ideas that somebody comes up with in Alfalfa County with other counties. And so we're trying to do those things, then support the general agricultural causes, whether it's a new ag hall at OSU or whether it's legislation at the Capitol. And we're trying to work hard. There's so few of us in agriculture. We're trying to do a better job of all of agriculture working together so that we really can advance the cause for agriculture in rural Oklahoma.